And now, You Are There with Jerry Stewart.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. It was about 1495 when artist Leonardo da Vinci completed his famous painting, The Last Supper. But there's a very strange story behind that painting. What is it? In a moment, you will know, because you are there. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Not long ago, I was approached by a listener who voiced an interest in having me come to speak to his group. But then he said, "Oh, you're probably too busy, and our group doesn't have much to pay you." After we talked further, to his surprise, we began the plan for me to come to speak. Folks, I do speak to groups a lot, and my wife Kelly and I, we are on the road a lot. But we want more. You see, it's the meetings, the talking, the sharing that we believe gives us our best chance for a better, greater America. Want to invite me to come speak at your meeting or event? Do this. Call me at 817-995-6965. Or email me at jerry@jerrystewartusa.com. Wow, that was fast. Hello, Jerry Stewart.
And one last thing. Something new is coming to Jerry Stewart USA. Please be watching. Please be praying. God bless you.
Leonardo da Vinci is one of the greatest painters in the history of our world, and one of his most famous paintings is The Last Supper. Of course, this picture depicts in da Vinci's mind just what the scene might have actually looked like at the Last Supper Jesus had with his disciples at just the moment Christ announced that one of them would betray him. Now, da Vinci wanted very much to depict just what that scene might have really been. So he spent over 7 years completing this one painting. And to make the picture seem alive, he actually used living models for each apostle's face. He studied hundreds, perhaps thousands of faces to get just the look he wanted. He spent over 6 months looking for the face of Christ until he finally found just the model, just the man, who best portrayed the true innocence and beauty of the Son of God. And once he had completed the face of Christ, da Vinci believed that the hardest part of the painting was completed, but that was not to be. It took another 6 years to complete the disciples, finding just the right model, each disciple taken back by the words of Christ that someone in that room would betray him. When you study the painting, you can see the astonishment, the confusion, the fear on each man's face, save one, Judas, the betrayer. Da Vinci had spent 6 years searching for the face of Judas. After a long search, Da Vinci felt his painting would never be completed. He would never find the face of Judas. But then he heard of a man in prison at Rome. This man was sentenced to die for various brutal crimes he had committed. Da Vinci rushed to Rome in hopes of finding his Judas, and when he saw the man's face, he knew his almost 7 year search had ended. When Da Vinci looked at him, he saw an ugly, vicious face, scarred and full of hate. This man would be his Judas. So, by special permission of the king, the prisoner was allowed to pose for Da Vinci, and for 6 months, the man sat at each appointment silently as Da Vinci painted every detail of betrayal. Finally, when the painting was completed and the prisoner was to be taken off to die, he broke his silence. The man escaped from the guards and rushed to Da Vinci. As he fought to get closer, he cried out, "Look at me. Do you know who I am?" Da Vinci was taken back. He looked with his gifted artist's eye. "No," he said, "I've never seen you before this painting." Then the prisoner looked toward heaven and cried out, "Oh God, have I fallen so low?" Then he turned back to Da Vinci and said through his tears and anguish, "You do know me. I am the same man you painted only 7 years ago as the face of Christ." Suddenly, Da Vinci recognized and realized. So the next time you see a picture of that famous painting, The Last Supper, look closely at the gentle, innocent face of Jesus Christ and the face of the cruel betrayer, Judas, both the same man. And let this be a lesson to us all of the powerful and destructive effect that sin and ungodliness can have on our lives. Have a blessed Easter and take more than just a moment to consider the real and complete story of why we have Easter. I'm Jerry Stewart, and now you know. because you are there.